You're listening to the Thought Leaders Business Lab, Episode 8. And today we're talking about the F word. That's right, we're talking about funnels, so stay tuned. Hi, I'm Samantha Riley, and I work with thought leaders and experts to help them double their income, their freedom, and their impact to create a business and a life they love. From my business background of 25 years, I've learned there are three key areas to growing a successful business: your mindset, your talents, and the people you surround yourself with. Here in the Business Lab, we'll interview successful entrepreneurs and deep dive to discover the exact strategies that they have used to build their business so that you can experiment and implement these strategies in your business too. Welcome to the Thought Leaders Business Lab. Hey everyone, welcome to the show and thank you for joining me for another week in the Thought Leaders Business Lab. I am your host, Samantha Riley, and I'm very excited to bring you today's episode because what we're going to go through today, you can implement in your business straight away. Because what we're going to go through today, you will be able to implement in your business straight away. Now, there's two things that you need to make sure that you've got happening in your business so that you're profitable, so that you can keep your doors open, and so that you can continue to make the impact that you're here to make. The first one is creating new leads. So that's making sure that new prospects are coming into our world. And the second one is turning those leads into sales, because without money coming in, we don't have a business. So I'm super excited because I'm getting ready for a new training that I'm going to be giving this week, because I've been seeing so many coaches struggling. So because I want to help you and other coaches grow their coaching business and get it to six figures as fast as possible so that you can move from stuck and struggling and move to cashed up and confident, I'm going to be presenting my new online masterclass this Thursday, 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to go through the three key principles. That's all it takes. There's just three key principles that I've noticed that coaches get wrong, which means that they can't get to the six figures. So I'm going to be going through these key principles, going through that in the online masterclass class on Thursday. I'd love you to join me. All you need to do is head to samanthariley.global/webinar, register, pop your name down, and love to chat with you on Thursday and help you to get your coaching business to six figures as fast as possible so that you can not only have more income, but have more freedom and get out there and create a bigger impact. All right, so today I'm going to be chatting with Cody Birch. And you need to grab a pen and paper because you're going to want to take notes in this episode. Cody goes through so much in how to create a 30-minute funnel. That's right, 30 minutes. He's going to take us through exactly how to map it out and exactly how to put it together. So grab a pen and paper. You'll probably want to go back and listen to it. This is one of those episodes that you will listen to, I am sure, multiple times. I had a great time chatting with Cody. So without further ado, let's just jump straight in. Here's Cody Birch. Thanks for joining us here, Cody.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So today we're going to talk about the F word and it's funnels. And probably a lot of people that are listening thought, oh man, when I'm doing funnels, I often am saying that other word that probably popped into people's heads. But today you're going to take away and strip all that back, and it's not as hard as people think it is, right?
Yeah, that's what I found. I built a lot of funnels over the last few years. I tried to add them up. It's definitely in the hundreds. I don't know if it's 200 or more. And I started to realize there's a process that can be repeated and predicted, and then you just go through the process. It doesn't have to be that hard. It started by a friend of mine who fired her big expensive marketing agency and took funnels in-house. And we were just talking about her business. She said, yeah, my first funnel's taking forever. It's taken me about 30 hours. And I thought, that's not good. Like, it doesn't have to take that long. And so I taught her this process that we can talk about today that really helped her shave hours and hours and hours off of her funnel development so she could really own her marketing. And then I showed it. I hired a person. I showed it to him. And he said, this is great. This won't take long at all. And I thought, yeah, that's the point. Like, that's why I wrote this all down and made this framework and, you know, made this process that people can use to get it done quickly. So yeah, I really don't think that it should take long. It's one thing I love about it is you can go from having an idea to implementing something. If you have the right, you know, tools and framework, you can get the idea live in, for me, typically in about 30 minutes, and for people maybe a little bit longer than that, but really quickly can get an idea out there and get it tested. That's why I love funnels.
30 minutes absolutely blows me away. I'm not a lover of putting funnels together, I've got to say, but as thought leaders and experts, you know, we're building global businesses. Funnels are a necessary part of our online strategy. We absolutely have to have them. And I feel that a lot of people think funnels are this mystical creature that sits under a golden box that you can't touch, and there's unicorns and there's rainbows, and, you know, we know we need it, but we just can't get there. So tell us, how did you come up with this simple 30-minute funnel?
Yeah, so a couple things about it. Number one, that's so funny you mentioned that, just the mystical element of this thing that really, as entrepreneurs, we know that we need it. For example, let's say we write a book and then you get, 100 or 1,000 printed, or you do like a print on demand. What's your plan to sell that book? Or you invent a coaching program to walk people through your framework and your idea. How are you going to get people into that coaching program? Or you want to become a speaker and get on stages? How are you going to either market yourself to get on those stages and get booked? Or how are you going to fulfill when people opt in after they hear you speak? What are they going to do? You know, what are you going to walk people through? And that's all a funnel is the step-by-step, hold your hand approach through the ideal buyer journey or customer journey or buyer process, where they go from complete stranger to where they're referring you business at the other end. What are the steps needed? Maybe it's 2 steps or 5 steps or whatever. But the truth is, it is this mythical thing, but we all need it. And the idea, we can't let the idea die. I had this idea today at the gym that I saw a video a few years ago, and a guy was talking about the richest place in the world. He said, what do you think the richest place in the world is? And he said, it's not Shanghai, it's not Dubai, it's not London or New York City or whatever. The richest place in the world is the graveyard. And his idea was that a lot of ideas and businesses and songs and poetry and books that had never seen the light of day, and the people that invented them, they died. And I thought, that's a really kind of harrowing thought, like not a very uplifting thought, but probably pretty true. I think I heard like Gary Vaynerchuk was talking about that too, that the best Beatles songs ever written are like, you know, in John Lennon's head and therefore like in the cemetery, like it never expressed itself. And so how that applies to us as entrepreneurs is we have these ideas of ways we can change the world, but the path from having the idea to expressing it is unclear. Like, right? Like, I want to write a book and I crushed it and I wrote an amazing book. Cool. How are you selling it? Or how are people finding out about it? Or how are they engaging with the content in the book? And that's where a funnel comes into play. So that's my first thought about funnels and ideas. And the note I had this morning at the gym is to buy the domain, which is really sad. I probably won't do it, but I don't know if it's available, but like,
don't put it in, hang on, before you even say it, don't put it in the graveyard. As soon as we're finished, action.
That's good. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to buy the domain, like idea graveyard or idea cemetery. Now that's too like depressing to run any kind of business off of. I buy too many domains, but that's why I think funnels are important and getting your message out there is important. And this amazing idea that you had, for whatever reason, wherever it came from, they can change your family, change your legacy, change your job by getting this message out to the world. You need something, a mechanism, and those are called funnels in this current, you know, day and age. So that's why they're important.
And I love that you packaged that message up in that way, because it's really important. You know, as thought leaders and experts, we're all here to make a greater impact and to leave a legacy. I truly believe that anyone listening to this show is doing it for all the right reasons. And so many people hold themselves back from sharing that message, that, you know, that goal that they have, because they get held up by little things like this. And, you know, probably before we started talking, I would have said got held up by big things like funnels, but you're going to take us through this process, this step-by-step process to lead our prospects through to go from unknown to customer or client. And you're going to help us build it out in just 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's the idea. So the 30 minutes is kind of my average right now. I'm doing something, I had a wacky idea to build funnels live on Facebook and in the month of May. And so I'm building those out on Facebook and I'm finding they're taking like 30 to 40 minutes. But the strategy I came up with and the framework that we can talk about is it's called the 1 hour funnel or the 1 hour funnel system. And it's really simple and there's three parts. And so I want to talk about each of those parts and then we can unpack, you know, what that looks like for your audience and how they can start to implement that right away. So the first step is, here's the whole framework. Plan it, say it, do it. Okay, so you have to have the right plan. You have to know what to say on each step. And then the actual doing is that's where it comes in. Okay, that took 29 minutes or 32 minutes or 46 minutes or whatever. The actual doing didn't take long. When you have the right plan and you have the right copy, and not copy, but you know, the words that you're going to say, the elements of persuasion, the pain points you're going to tease out, the aspirations you can start to play on for the people that you want to serve, then the whole thing becomes really simple. So that's the basic framework. Plan it, say it, do it. That's the three steps.
Love it. And just before we go into the first step, the plan it, can you just quickly, for those of us that, or for those people that are listening to want to follow along your funnel a day in May, where can they go to find that and to be part of that?
The main way, there's two ways. Number one, the Facebook page is facebook.com/CodyBurchDigital. That's my Facebook page. That's where the Facebook Lives are coming from. And then I do actually have some spots available to apply to have a funnel built by me on Facebook. So depending on when this airs and if there's any spots left, you can just go to onehourfunnel.com. And at the bottom, there's a link to an application. So that's the way you can find out more about it.
Beautiful. All right. So let's jump into the first piece, plan it. Do you want to take us through what this piece is?
Yep, sure. And Samantha and I were joking before we went live about frameworks. Like I love frameworks and she loves frameworks.
Oh my God, I know now frameworks.
Yeah. So I'm not going to go through all the frameworks because there's a lot to unpack there, but I want to give some basic ones. So when it comes to planning it, the framework for that is market, monetize, and map. And here's what I mean by that at kind of a high level. Number one, who exactly is your product or service or idea for? So who's your target market? Who you're going after? So customer avatar type stuff, but really understanding them in depth. And so within that, here's the framework inception. I have another framework called the five F's. So who's your product, service, or idea, or your coaching, your consulting, your book? Who's it for? How do they feel? What's frustrating to them? Who do they follow? And then what's their finish line? So starting to understand like this product or my coaching or my consulting is for parents of kids 0 to 12, you know, or working moms or entrepreneurs who have an idea, they're trying to take it to the market, or seven-figure entrepreneurs that have a course or a book and they want to connect with their people through live workshops. You know, like as specific as you can be, who exactly is it for? And it can't be for everybody. It can't be for, you know, the world or Americans or Australians or whatever. It's got to be for a specific type of person. And then understanding how they feel, you know, do they feel disconnected? Do they feel really connected? Do they feel depressed, sad, angry, hopeless, hopeful? Like, it's not all bad stuff, but like, how do they feel? What's their average day like? Are they energized? Are they curious? Are they, you know, whatever, like, how do they feel? And then really get yourself in their shoes. Then thinking about what's frustrating them or what, you know, like what friction points they have. So, you know, what's really annoying to them or really obnoxious to them or whatever. So I'm just drinking a cup of coffee here that I made with my Keurig, right? My K-cup. Like what's frustrating could be, we used to have to, you know, grind the beans and put them in the thing and fill up the water and try to judge that and then wait 5 minutes and then pour it out. And then I didn't drink it all, so it went cold. Those would be examples of friction points if my idea were, I'm going to make a Keurig or a K-cup, a way you can get coffee instantly. So when you really understand the friction points, if you can just remove that friction and get people results, then you're definitely onto something. And then who do they follow is, who are they inspired by? It could be TV shows they watch. It could be books they read. It could be thought leaders or gurus or people that they are influenced by. And that's kind of a Facebook ads play. Eventually, that's where I'm going with this, right? If you understand all of these things, then you can start to get really dialed in on your targeting for advertising for your product. But that's probably a conversation for a separate day. And then the last thing, which I think is really important, I asked, where is the finish line? Like where are they trying to get? And if you can get really clear on what a win looks like for them, and just state it, you know, name it, you know, exactly what the finish line looks like for them, then you can get really clear. So that's what I think is a great first step. Who's it for? How do they feel? Frustrations? Who are they influenced by? And then what's the win? Like, what's their finish line?
I really like that. And the two pieces from working with people that I feel that are missing a lot is actually the first step and the last step, that people don't get very, very clear on who's it for, like who's that one person. And I think, like, let's just call it as it is, a lot of people are afraid that if they get too specific, they'll get no one. But the problem is that when you're not specific, you will get no one. So that very first piece, and that last piece, I feel a lot of people are missing. Like, what is that exact outcome that people are looking for? Because people are not going to be able to cross the finish line to do your purchase if they don't know what it is they're going to be getting. What is the outcome that they're looking for? So I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, and that is, and you can imagine when you get dialed in on those, just those five pieces, and that may be the only framework we talk about from module one or whatever, from like part one, is you can start to, let's say you were a consultant and you helped people have more harmony in their homes through, could be managing their children or managing, you know, behavior management, or so you'd say my target market is, you know, moms and dads with kids this age range that are feeling a little bit of like mealtime is a disaster and homework time is it's unbearable. And the kids fight it every step of the way. They don't brush their teeth. They don't put their shoes on. They don't go to bed. It's just crazy. So the finish line for them is imagine a night that's calm. Everybody eats their meal. They brush their teeth with a smile on their face. They give you a hug and a kiss and say, I love you, mommy. Like that is probably the finish line for that person. If that's the type of business you're in, getting really clear on that where you can close your eyes and picture what that finish line looks like for them. Whether you ever type that in a Facebook ad or on your landing page or say it in a webinar, you knowing what that is, you start to develop products and services and blog posts and content and podcasts specific to that finish line where they're giving them that, that aspiration that they really want when they close their eyes and dream.
And there's the most beautiful word in every entrepreneur's mind, clarity, right there. Yeah. Awesome. So I love that framework for your market. Then we've got monetize.
Yeah. So when it comes to monetizing, what I mean by that is what stuff are you going to sell people? I was at a mastermind a few weeks ago, and they made us introduce ourselves. And a lot of people, entrepreneurs especially, they kind of tend to peacock like, hey, I'm Cody and my list is this big and my revenues are this. And the leader of the mastermind said, for sure, don't do that. Say your name, say a few other things about you, like if you have a family or whatever. And they said, and then tell me what I can buy from you. Like it was so specific. I was like, everybody's kind of taken aback. Yeah. So what can I buy from you? And that's what I mean by monetize. What can I buy from you? If you say, well, I help parents of 9-year-olds have more peace and harmony in the home. Cool. Got it. What can I buy from you? You know, can I buy an 8-week program? Can I buy an online course? Can I buy a book? Exactly what do you have? How do you get people that result? And the other part of that is, I think it was at the same mastermind, a guy was talking about, let's say you're selling figuratively and literally a trip to Maui, right? In Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. It's paradise. It's amazing. And I live in Colorado. And so it's a couple of flights to get there. If you're selling me on Maui, you sell me on the beaches and the hammocks and the vacation and the sunsets and the music and the temperature and the hiking in the forest. And it's amazing. You don't say, well, you have to go to the airport and wait in line and check your bag and take your belt off and take your shoes off. And like the logistics don't matter of how to get there. You're selling me on the destination.
Yes.
Now, the way you can get to Maui is you can swim, it would take forever, right? And it would be very dangerous and there's sharks and you would probably not make it. And it's exhausting and all that stuff. You could take a rowboat. You still get there faster, a little bit safer, but it takes forever. It's uncomfortable. You uh-huh. could fly there, you know, fly commercial, or you can fly, you know, first class, or, you know, charter a jet or whatever. The point of that is you're still getting to Maui. The only thing that changes is the speed and the level of comfort that you have on your way there. So that's what I mean by what can I buy from you? Like if you're selling harmony in the home, can I buy a book from you for $12? Can I buy a 8-week program that I learn how to have harmony in my home? Can you move in with me and make my home more harmonious and amazing? You know, maybe, maybe not, but like that's how you would get me results. Yes. And it would just be more expensive or cheaper, the book between the book and you moving in with me, and the speed with which I get the types of results. So we fall short as entrepreneurs saying, well, I have an 8-week program, period. That's what you can buy from me. I always think, well, I think we're missing something. I think we're missing a step. Are there other ways you can get results? Can you take a piece of your 8-week program and sell it for a little bit less money? Can you take the whole framework and make a 72-page, you know, book about it and sell that for $7 and get results? Mm. Can you do a in-person intensive or a 2-day mastermind or whatever? People, the big mistake I see people make is they fall short on the creativity or like the number of ways they can help people get the result. But what if we had two things, or could we do three things? And that's what I mean by monetize.
Yeah, I love that. And that's funny that you brought up that Maui story, because I actually say to my clients, we don't want to know how you cook the chicken. And I always take them through, like if you go to a restaurant and you're really hungry, you just want the beautiful experience. You want to look at the menu, say, I want that chicken dish, and you want the waitress just to bring it out with a lovely experience. You don't want the chef coming out and telling you you know, I'm putting the garlic in the pan and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. You're just like, just give me the chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, beautiful. Exactly. Awesome. And the map, this is a really important piece, right?
Yeah, so the map is really simple. It is just basically, you start to think through this and go, okay, and I'm just going to, I don't know why I have this example in my head about the harmonious home, other than I have three young children and maybe,
that's why.
It's a subconscious desire of mine. When you understand, let's say we're going to have, I'm going to write a book about the harmonious home. That's a nice name. I should buy that domain once I'm off this podcast too.
You're going to be busy when you get off the back of this podcast.
So a book about it. Let's say I can have a course about it, like a 12-step process or eight-step process. And then like a group coaching about it or whatever, right? So let's just say that was the way I could help people get that kind of result. Then you just map it out and go, okay, what's that going to be like? How are you going to get people to buy the book? You know, are you going to go on podcasts? You're going to do webinars? Are you going to drive Facebook ads or Google ads or YouTube ads? Are you going to shoot videos about it? Are you going to write about it? Are you going to be a guest on other people's blogs or podcasts or whatever? So you start to think of the different ways you can get people's attention. And then it's too much to unpack in this context, I guess, but you get ways you get people's attention, and then you get them into your, basically now you see that it's a funnel. They're in your funnel now, and you're getting them the result that they said that they wanted. Only thing that changes is the amount of money they spend with you and the speed with which they get results. So that really becomes the map. Let's say I'm going to do this one traffic source. They're going to get this piece of content. I'm going to make them this offer, and they're going to take it or they're not. And I'm going to take it from there. I'm going to sell them more stuff or less stuff. I'd rather sell my course to people who bought the book than my course to complete strangers on the street, right? Like I'd rather, the more engaged they are in my funnel and the deeper they are in my sales process, I want to sell them my higher ticket stuff. So that's what I mean by the map. There's no right or wrong map, but the map's an important exercise where you just sketch it out. Where you use, there's a couple different programs out there that you can sketch out things like Lucid Chart or Funnelytics, or even just use PowerPoint if you want something totally free to map out, or use a napkin for crying out loud. Just get a piece of paper and say, this is the process, and just connect it with arrows. That's really fun. Or use post-it notes and connect it, you know? Yeah, that's what I mean by the map.
Yeah. And I'm really glad that you mentioned the different ways to map, because me personally, what I learned very quickly is that I'm not so good at doing it on a screen. I'm a very analog person. I like to do it with colored Sharpies and post-it notes, because I can move them around and I can just unpack, you know, big chunks of ideas from my head rather than get caught up in the details. So that's how I like to do it, but there are different ways. And we actually had Michael Deer from Funnelytics in the episode.
No way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that guy. I met him out in Toronto. No way.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Oh, we only have awesome. Super cool people on this show.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
So there's different ways to map it out. So I love that. So the planner, think about your market, and or understand the five F's to get clear on your market and monetize and map. So once we've done that, we're going into the second piece, which is say it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so then it starts to become a little bit easier, because we did a lot of the heavy lifting. When we have a really clear plan, we know who our market is, what keeps them up at night. I think this is from Taki Moore, but it's he talks about fears, frustration, wants, and aspirations. I think he calls it the four forces.
Four forces, yeah.
Yeah, so you start to learn stuff like that and go, what do they really want? What keeps them up at night? Why do they want that? What's the real why? Like maybe for back to my harmonious home example, they want a harmonious home that's calm and peaceful so they can have a more authentic relationship with their husband or wife or whatever, right? Like if their household is so stressed out, they say they want calm at dinner. What they really want is, you know, whatever, romance back in their marriage, because they're too stressed out to whatever, right? The intimacy is gone because they're dealing with the other stuff. So you start to really understand what people are going through. And what I've found is that a lot of consultants or coaches are teaching, I'm trying to think of the nice way to word this. They're teaching things that they went through. Like that's what I'm doing here. I build a lot of funnels and I've got a framework now to teach you how to get the same result that I've been getting for myself. That's what a lot of consultants do, right? Yeah. My point is you've been there. Like, you know, you are your avatar. Like, you know what, you know, the result you're trying to get, or else why did you pick that market, right? If you're like
that's
a life
exactly
coach,
right,
but your life's a disaster, you know, or you're teaching the frameworks you learned. So anyways, it gets easy now because you know the market really well. So I'm trying to think what to say about this. So here's one thing I really like, and it's one of the first things I did for this 1 hour funnel idea that I'm unpacking and taking to the marketplace, is if you can start to build, knowing everything that we just talked about from the first part, if you can start to plant a flag in the ground and get people to say, people like us do things like this. So, you know, parents this age with kids this age behave in this way, like they look for help and they support each other and they're kind and they're helpful and they're seeking and they're smart and they take good feedback, because that's what I do in my, you know, harmonious home course or whatever, right? So you start to plant a flag in the ground and say, let me give you some examples. For 1 hour funnel, my statement is, are you tired of outsourcing your marketing to an expensive agency? Like that, like what if you could take back ownership of your marketing and own it? Like you said, it's in the vault, you know, guarded by unicorns and leprechauns. Like, yeah. It's so hard, I don't even know where it is. I had another guy that I didn't build his funnel, but he texted me in a panic. He said, I hired an agency, they built the funnel, and I'm only go live right now, but they're on a flight and he's flying, couldn't get back to me. Can you please help? Here's my ClickFunnels login. Please go help this. And I thought, this is why I'm trying to do this. It would be amazing if people owned their marketing, and not every nuance of every way you could ever get traffic and retargeting, all the complicated stuff. I don't mean that, but just understanding the basic client journey beyond what is my login to ClickFunnels or lead pages or whatever. And so that's why I've made this thing. So that's the social injustice or whatever, like I'm trying to fight against, is expensive agencies hiding your marketing in a vault and not giving you access to it. Mm. Or your idea dying and going to the idea graveyard, you know, like that sucks. I'm not okay with that. I don't like either one of those things. Yep. So if people hear that and go, yes, that's what I want to be about. You know, I've got a consultancy. I've written some great books. I can help people get results. It's time that I own this myself and then stop outsourcing it, or stop giving up on it, or stop getting confused by it and quitting. So anyways, that's whatever business you're in, if you're listening to this, you know, what is that in the world? Is it, you know, people losing, you know, my wife does event planning, and she helps people do 2-day workshops. And we were talking through this, and she was like, yeah, I don't want people to lose touch with their customers in an overly automated world. And so I want them to do 2-day workshops. I was like, oh, awesome. Like that's, people can get behind that and say, heck yeah, I mean, I'm about that. That's what I want to be about too. So that's the first thing I take people through when they understand, what do I say in my funnel? Well, let's first consider our point of view. What do we believe about, for me, about building funnels quickly, or for my wife doing face-to-face 2-day mastermind events, how powerful they are. You know, what do we believe about that? Mm. People go, okay, I'm in the right place. Or if they don't believe that, like if you want to build funnels slowly or pay even more money to agency, I can't help you. Like you're not my people. So yep. Then you start to understand that, and then the copywriting comes easy after that. Does that make sense?
Certainly does. And there's just one little thing that I wanted to touch on that you said, and I want to touch on it in a different way. And now, I'm a massive believer in outsourcing. I think that that's the fastest way to grow your business. However, I don't recommend to any people that I work with that they outsource before they understand the basics of something. That a lot of people don't understand basic marketing, basic Facebook ads. And sure, if you want to outsource, that's fine. But please know what it is that you're trying to outsource before you do. Because I see so many people with no idea about funnels or basic marketing or even any idea of basic Facebook ads, and they throw ridiculous, it actually makes my hair fall out, the amount of money that they'll give to someone and then don't actually get an outcome. And I just, it's something that I really believe in. Please know the basics before you outsource.
Yep, I agree 100%. If it comes to accounting or bookkeeping or those things, I don't have a problem outsourcing that type of stuff. But if it's your marketing, if it's how your business works, if it's how people show up at your doorstep, either brick and mortar or your you know, your virtual doorstep, I totally agree. It makes a ton of sense to at least understand it. Then you can have an opinion about it when you start to analyze it. I have a Facebook ads agency that I do as well. And I had a client the other day. She said, how's it going? And all she had gotten was the bill from her Facebook ads. And so I'm in the process. She's new, brand new to Facebook ads, which I don't typically work with those types of people, but they have a great product. I'm helping them, but I'm teaching her about Facebook ads. Here's what the metrics say. Here's my opinion about the metrics. Here's kind of how it works. So she's trying to learn it, but I agree 100%.
I love that. Cool. So that's the say it piece. And then we've got the do it piece.
So when you know, when you know that stuff, and actually I'm looking through this workbook that I put together for this to really kind of understand it. I want to say one more thing about the say it part, because the doing it, really, if you know your marketing, you got that all dialed in, now you have some copywriting stuff down, then you just do it. Like whatever tool you use, or whether you have your, you know, your nephew do it, or you do it yourself, or use it. Like that's why I love ClickFunnels so much. that and tools like that make it so easy that mm-hmm. you just start dragging and dropping stuff around. You upload your font or not upload it. You just select your font, select your colors, and can make it really simple. So the last thing about the Say It module, I call it the mini epiphany bridge. And what I mean by that is it's not your life story of exactly, for me, like exactly why I did funnels. Well, first I did this for this company, then I quit, and then I felt this way, and then I did this thing and got this result and learned this, and I went to college for this and had this in high school. That doesn't necessarily serve. Now, there's a time and a place for that type of story, but what I think is really helpful for people on their landing pages or their funnel pages, their consulting pages or whatever that is to say what's a mini epiphany bridge. And it goes something like this. It's the name of your product, service, idea, company, movement, program, whatever. And then what wrong do you want to make right? So for me, it would be something like, hey, my name is Cody Birch, and I created the 1-hour funnel system because I was tired of watching entrepreneurs spend a bunch of money on an agency and not know how it worked, or letting their ideas die, period. Mm. Like, that's it. So people can read it and go, okay, got it. His name's Cody. The thing is called this. He did it because of this. Yeah. And that's for anything. Like, hey, my name's Cody. I'm doing a funnel a day in May because I was tired of people saying funnels took forever, and I made a framework that makes it easy. And so to prove that it works, I'm doing Facebook Live. You know, people are like, why are you doing this? That's a helpful framework.
Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, so that is that. Let's see, what's helpful when it comes to doing it? Or do you have any questions about that, or is that?
No, I'm super good. I just know that we can wrap this up because you're going to take us actually through a funnel that all thought leaders and experts need. So what do we need to know about Do It before we move into that, apart from actually doing it?
Yeah. So you have to do it. You can't get around the doing. And I guess all I'll say about that, my little nugget or takeaway from that is you have to, like, every page in your funnel has a point or a goal. Here's what I mean by that. The way that people get this wrong is they try to do too many things with their funnel page. So for example, if you had people to opt in for a webinar, which we'll talk about in a second, or a masterclass or a training or whatever, also saying, and go here to follow me on Facebook, and go here to follow me on YouTube, and go here to watch this video, and go here to listen to the podcast, it gets a little unclear what exactly they're supposed to do. And that's why funnel pages make more sense than you totally need a website. I believe you need a website. I have a website. You should have a website. It's like a kind of like a business card for doing business online. A funnel gets super specific. So if it's your general website with lots of different things you can do, no problem. But they may not have an easy way to opt in or join your list or join your family or get into your funnel. That's why funnel pages are helpful. And then when they land on that page, let's say it's for a webinar registration, the only thing you want them to do is register for the webinar. So the only copy you would write is about being on the webinar. The only testimonials you would say is about being on the webinar. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say you had a testimonial for, this may seem like a no-brainer, but believe me, it happens. Say, like, and also, like, the testimonial is about the book you wrote. And then you'd be like, well, you wrote a book too. Like, can I read that? Like, and they close out of the page to go find the book. Yes. Forget the book. This is about the webinar registration. Even on a checkout page, everything on the checkout page should be about getting them to click complete my order. Whatever you need, social proof, testimonials, guarantees, that's what it's about. On the thank you page, that's where it gets a little different. You can say you want them to do other stuff now, like thank you for your order. Your details are below. And now it makes a ton of sense to do this now, like listen to my podcast or go subscribe to me on YouTube or take this other offer. Like now you say, I've also got this book. Here's how you get the book. You know, click here. So that's on the thank you page. But every, I guess basically no dead end pages, number one, or no super confusing pages, the opposite of a dead end. There's 11 forks in the road and they don't know what to do. So that's important when it comes to Do It, to get really clear on each page and be really intentional.
I love it. So one focus and one action only, because when people are overwhelmed, they will take no action. So we need to make sure that they've got clarity. Oh, we're doing this. You want me to do this. So all we're doing is, it's like we're dropping out breadcrumbs. Just do this one thing. Come with me. Okay, now we're doing this thing. Just drop the breadcrumb. Okay, come with me. So we're leading them rather than overwhelming them. All right, so what funnel are you going to take us through today, Cody?
So I want to just talk through and conceptualize, and I'll also tell you how you can see this funnel in action and even get a copy of it for yourself if you use ClickFunnels or you're considering using ClickFunnels. There's a really easy way to use this. But either way, you can see it and see how it looks in action. So the funnel that I'm going to take you through is perfect for consultants, coaches, service-based businesses, typically a little bit higher ticket, and higher ticket is very subjective to whatever market you're in, but typically, you know, a 2000 and up US, you know, something like that. This is a perfect funnel for selling those types of products. It's, I don't know, I need to think of a sexy name for this funnel, but it's a masterclass training funnel that drives phone calls. It gets people on the phone. And Samantha, what you were talking about the need for like offline interactions. Do you mind like repeating what that was?
I will, because this is something I've been talking a lot about recently. You know, we're in the rise of AI, and it's coming into marketing more and more, which is great. However, I think what's going to give us the cut through in this time where everything is artificial intelligence is actually getting on the phone and talking with people and having real human connection. Because you know what, more than anything, people just want to be heard. They just want to be heard. So what I love about this funnel is it gives us the opportunity to get on the phone with our prospects and actually listen to them and say, I hear you, I see you, I feel you, and this is how I can help. Rather than click this button. Like, there's just no emotion there. There's no connection. So that's why I absolutely love this funnel.
Yeah, I agree. That's awesome. And I've been doing this a little personal confession, I guess. I'm an engineer by trade. I hate doing the same thing twice. I try to automate as much as I can. And I've noticed everything you just said starting to happen. And so I made a change about a week ago where every funnel I have tries to get people on a call with me. And I call it the funnel accelerator call. And the notion is it's difficult to know what type of funnel you should make and whatever order you should make it. So book a call with me, and on that call, we will get really clear on the map, like the mapping part of what we just talked about, et cetera. So I've been on the phone a bunch, or been on Zoom a lot talking to people. And it's amazing because I did an interview recently and a guy said, now what is a funnel? And I thought, oh yeah, there's probably a pretty large contingency that doesn't ever use that word or have never heard that word. In my world, it's just, we all get so into our own techno babble of our own expertise, forgetting that people don't really know what we're talking about oftentimes. So that was so helpful just by being on a Zoom call with a person. And I was going down the track of automating everything and talking about something that they didn't even know what I was talking about. So
absolutely. And a lot of consultants don't, because they're coming from a different world to the typical, you know, life coaches. So yeah, that's a great point. Awesome.
Yeah. So here's how the funnel works. It's really simple. There's about three steps to the funnel. So the first one is some type of registration page. Now, I have a couple notes about this. On the registration page, there's two headline formulas I want to unpack really quickly. Number one would be, I call it the name of the thing. The other thing that you can do is some type of a recipe, almost like a slot machine. You know, you pull the lever, the wheels spin, and it spits out a couple different results. And that is the thing that they want, the pain that they want to avoid, the real reason they want that thing, and then the number of steps or amount of time to get a result. So let me explain what I mean by that. I could say, I could have a masterclass or webinar or training called How to Fire Your Expensive Marketing Agency, which is like the thing that they want, so you can take ownership of your business, which is the why, in three steps, right? Which is the time, you know, the number of steps. Or you could say, you know, how to build a marketing funnel in an hour. So build a marketing funnel is what they want. In an hour is the time frame. And then so you can own your marketing without the pain that they want. Like, so without hiring a developer or without sacrificing your weekend, you know, because it doesn't take forever. You know what I mean? So that take a minute and think through what exactly you're going to be teaching. It doesn't have to be an amazing title. With that recipe, it's very simple. How to get the thing you want without the thing you don't want, so you can, the real why, in a number, an amount of time. Now, those are four steps. And so do what I just said and then read it out loud and then read it to a friend or your spouse or your kids. Does this make sense? It might not, right? Like if you jam it in, it might not make any sense. So make sure it makes sense.
And make sure that it actually is the real result that you're going to be providing, because, you know, if it was for, you know, how to lose 50 kilos with drinking 6 beers a day in a week, like, it's not possible. So make sure that it actually pertains to what it is that you're teaching.
Yeah. And I think I love talkie. I'm not trying to be like a talkie super fan here, but I saw him do a training and he said, if I saw you walking down the street, and I, a total stranger, and you come up to me and I had a box and I said, put your hand in the box. People wouldn't put their hand in the box. He said, but what if I give the box a name? Like I call it the chocolate chip cookie box. Then you're like, okay, you know, maybe there's cookies in there. I'm not sure. And then what if you shined a flashlight inside the box so they could see, okay, they're indeed, it's not spiders or scorpions. It really is chocolate chip cookies. It's safe to put my hand in there. So I see people do this. They say free training. And they're like, well, that's like the box. Like put your hand in the box. Well, what's the training about? You know, what exactly can I get? Has anybody else ever gotten results from this training you're asking me to watch? And that's where a little testimonial might make sense or a story. So an interesting headline is sufficient. And then the template I'll give everybody on the, you know, that's listening, you'll see what I'm talking about. Simple headline, a photo, if that makes sense, it might not. And then you can have some bullet points about what you're going to cover. And that's really all that you typically need to get people to opt in for your training. So an interesting name, some kind of bullet points of results, proof that it works and it's safe and it's harmless. And, you know, for me, I think it's like a 19-minute training. So I think I might have said that. That's me shining a flashlight in the box. Like, I call it the fast funnel framework, 3 steps to get this thing that I'm sure that you want. And it's 19 minutes long. Like, it's just like really simple. So they know, okay, I got it. It's 19 minutes. I'm in, and they can opt in and like watch the training that's on there. So
yeah,
that's beautiful. My first step. That's step cool. One is the landing page.
Yes.
Step two would be a video. So when they opt in and you connect it to whatever email system you have or whatever to grab their name and email address, and make it really simple, by the way, just name and email address, or maybe even just email address if you want to play around with that. Then they get access to the content right away. So whatever your training is, a masterclass, a webinar, I don't really call it a webinar because that's not exactly what it is. I'm a big fan of being really transparent and not like trying to trick people into thinking it's something that it isn't. So I say you could say something like, this is one of my most requested trainings or most requested topics. And I made a video for you about it, and, you know, watch it below. And the video plays, and it can be a simple mine. If you watch my thing, is if you want to see a live demo of it, it's a 19-minute screen recording, not even my face. It's just me going through a PowerPoint using like a free screen recording tool. And then that's it. And it's 19 minutes long. At this time, there's no call to action, but I should probably put one in, like what we're talking about, scheduling a phone call to talk about funnels. And that's step two. So it's a video. And then at some point, there's a call to action to take back to Taki's thing of naming the box. So for me, it would be a funnel accelerator call. Mm-hmm. So not just like, hey, get on a strategy call, because that usually smacks of a sales call or an enrollment call. But if you have a name of the thing, one of my friends is a copywriter. He calls it like a copywriting kickstart call or something like that, where they brainstorm ideas for headlines or something really simple to get a quick win. And mine is, you know, we jam through people's funnel idea, make sure it makes sense. And the output of that is they have a map. Like you said, you like to sketch. I would just build it. I built it in Funnelytics, which they geek out about, and then send them an image of their funnel that we mapped out. So that's step two. And then step three, if they want to schedule the call, then they click a button, or you can just embed your Calendly or Schedule Once or whatever you use on that page. I recommend, remember, every page has to have a point. So the point of that page can be that they watch the video and then they click the button. And then the point of the scheduling page is that they schedule. So like no other things, no other distractions on those pages. And that's a really simple 3-step funnel. So a simple opt-in, a training of some of your best stuff, and make the training really valuable. And it doesn't really matter how long it is. There's all sorts of different schools of thought on that. Test it. But sometimes it's, you know, a 20 to 40 minute training. Actually train and get them wins, and then invite them to go deeper with you via a phone call. Get on the phone with them, discuss their pain points and all that stuff. Then you get them off the internet and onto the phone or onto a Zoom call and can chat with them then.
Absolutely. So the first is the registration page. This is got the headline. This is, you know, we're educating our prospects why they want to watch the video, helping them to understand, I guess, you know, from what you said before, what's the finish line. Then the second page is the video. So this is whether it's an online masterclass, even if we call it webinar, I agree with you. I don't recommend calling it that online. That's how we speak, but that's not what we would call it, but whatever that training is. And then the third page is how they book in. So it's the calendar link, essentially.
Yep, super for sure. Easy. That's it. Yeah, I'm looking at my page here that I'll send the link out. I have, like, here's what I said. So I have a frequently asked questions. Two things. Number one, it says about your instructor, and it says my mini epiphany bridge. Hey, my name is Cody, and I'm sick of people getting stuck building their funnels or spending thousands of dollars to hire an agency. On this training, I'll help you take back control of your marketing and get your products out into the world. Take that big expensive agency, right? And then I just say, and the frequently asked question, is it live or recorded? It says it is recorded, i.e. it's on demand, so you can watch it whenever you want. I hosted this content as a live webinar with an offer and then refilmed it as pure content, so enjoy. And so that's it there. So I'm super transparent exactly what it is. And don't overthink it. Don't think like, well, why did he say on demand and not whatever? Like, I don't know. It's just what I said. Like, don't overthink this. Just get something out there. Go with your gut and publish it and get people into it, consuming your content and getting them wins.
And something I actually said to someone yesterday, that I actually was on a group coaching call I had with my clients. I was saying the biggest thing that I see with what I would call successful business owners or entrepreneurs, whatever you want to call them, is that they make decisions really, really, really quickly. So they don't, you know, I find that a lot of people say, oh, I'll research that. That's right. We were talking about CRMs. One of my clients asked about, you know, what CRM? And she said, call my weekly task is to research that for the week. I went, no, you don't understand. Like 10 minutes, look at the first two, go which one, and you just decide and you move on. It's the same when, you know, choosing a theme for your website. I remember my first web developer went, don't get caught in the theme forest rabbit hole. He went, look at one. If it looks okay, maybe look at another one and go, which one do I prefer, and just choose it. And that's certainly what I do. I make decisions extremely quickly. People were asking the other day, how did I choose my podcast, like my hosting platform for my podcast? I said, I went to three people in the podcasting space that are absolutely owning it. I looked at which platform they all use. They all use the same one. So I just chose that one and kept moving. So I think that's really, really important here, because if we want to create a, you know, share our message and get out there and create a big impact, we haven't got much time left. We've only got one life and time's ticking. Right. Like, make a decision and do it.
I agree. You're right. I agree 100%. That's why my company is called 1 Hour Funnel. Like, just get this over with. Get your idea out there. Let it take an hour. Don't let it take all weekend and get going. There's more important stuff as a business owner to do than, you know, everything you just said, or building your funnel over 40 hours or whatever. There's a better way.
I love it. Cody, this is gold. I absolutely love it. And I believe that you've got a free gift for the people that are listening that are going to help them with this.
Yep, 100%. So here's what I want to do. So if you go to onehourfunnel.com/masterclass, you can see the funnel that Samantha and I just, that we just talked about. So go there. And as a special gift, I'm going to put the, it's called a share funnel URL. And what that means is, if you use ClickFunnels or you're thinking of using ClickFunnels, I'll put that in there so you can just see how the whole thing works. There's nothing to buy on, you know, on this training, so you can safely go and opt in and, you know, and watch the video and see how I do it. And then I'll also put the share funnel URL in there. So if you like the way the funnel looks or how it works and you're using ClickFunnels, you just click a button and it'll get automatically imported in there. If not, you click a button and there's like a 14-day trial you can do and just see what ClickFunnels is like. But yeah, that's my gift for your audience today.
Thank you so much. That's really generous. So this means that if you're listening to this episode and you know that you need to do a funnel, you want to get some people on a call so that you can make some sales next week. Let's say next week, even though it's a 1 hour funnel, it does take a little bit to get the copy done, but certainly not 40 hours. Within a day, this should be up. And you're having people on a call within a couple of days. I've got one of my clients that did it. He did nearly 6 figures in a week using this funnel. So it's totally doable.
Awesome. It totally is. So yeah, I want to make it as easy as possible for anybody listening to get this done. No excuses. I'll give you the template, you know, just change the colors and logos and it's yours, and you're live and getting people on the phone. That's great.
Yeah, beautiful. Cody, thanks so much for joining us in the Thought Leaders Business Lab today. You've given us a lot of information. You've really pulled back the curtain and taken away the smoke and mirrors of funnels and made it easy to understand. So thank you so much. Really appreciate your time with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been an absolute delight and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Do you want to grow and scale your business so you can make an even bigger impact? One of the reasons I've been able to achieve the success I have over the years can be attributed to one simple factor: surrounding myself with like-minded people. People who think big like me, who have a desire for growth, and who understand the challenges we face when growing and scaling a business. That's why I've created a free community especially for thought leaders and experts just like you, and I'd love you to join us. Just request access to my free Facebook group at Thought Leaders Inner Circle. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to share this on your favorite social account. Just head to SamanthaRiley.global/podcast, click on your favorite episode, and you'll see the buttons right there to share the love. And as this show is new, I would love, love, love you to leave a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes. See you next time in the Thought Leaders Business Lab.